This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV.
Welcome to Community Creations, the podcast where we dive deep into the inner workings of the soul of communities, exploring the heartwarming and inspiring people, stories, and groups that have shaped a community into what they are. I'm your host, Madeline Cha, and I'm thrilled to embark on another exciting episode with you.
Hello, this is the Community Creations podcast, and I'm your host, Madeline Cha. And today our guest is Jasmine Benitez. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. My name is Jazz Benitez. I am a local artist here in Midland. I've been working in the arts for about 7 years now. I do everything from murals to canvas work. I also paint on glass and shoes and anything you can really kind of get your hands on.
Wow. So how long have you been at Live Oak?
So at Live Oak, I am the director of operations. I've been with Live Oak for 7 years as well. And I think it's 7 years. We've been open for almost seven.
Wow. Yeah. So it's been a while. And what kinds of parts would you say you are in charge of the most at Live Oak?
So I'm a part of our like process building. So I create all of our processes and procedures, our training things. I'm in charge of helping our shop managers lead their team successfully. A little bit of everything across the board. And we have three locations, three coffee houses, one roaster. So we roast all of our own coffee. And then we have two kitchens that we work out of as well.
Yeah, and I've recently actually started making my own espresso, which is funny. And I'm curious, when you train like employees here, how is that kind of carried out at Live Oak?
As far as how to make coffee? So we start with like a base video where you just get like the very eagle eye view of how to create a latte. And then it's a lot of hands-on learning. So we do a lot of step-by-step of how to tamp the espresso, how to like pull the proper shot. A lot of recipes go into it. And it's just like slow-paced learning. Everybody's different. So some people get it really fast and some people need a little bit extra time, and either way is okay with us.
Yeah, and when I've been here, I really wanted to interview you because I especially noticed a lot of the art that is around in Live Oak, especially where people sit and where they, you know, drink their coffee. And also there's other parts of Live Oak that include this aspect. How are you involved in that?
When I first started working for Live Oak, I kind of let them know that I am also an aspiring artist. And it's always been intertwined within my time here. So I actually got a lot of my very first clients from just working behind bar and talking about art and them being really interested in those kinds of things. As far as like the hanging of the artwork in the shops, I work for Parker Lane Art and Design Studio. Daisha is in charge. She's the curator, if you will, of all of our spaces as far as putting the artwork up. So people send us an email, we look at their work, and then decide if it's a good fit for Live Oak. And we have everything, not even just like canvases on the walls, but we also sell cards and like mugs and things downstairs from local artists as well. So I help out a little bit in just being a space for people, but Daisha really runs the show when it comes to putting all the artwork up.
I see. So then how do these conversations about the art in Live Oak start? Do people or customers, do they just approach you? Or is it a little bit different?
So when we first opened Live Oak here, the art studio was actually downstairs. So it was a lot easier to have a conversation starter because of that. So it was called Captured Community back then. And we had our makerspace, that big room downstairs used to be full of art as far as like all of these art supplies and things like that. And we would create right there in the space when customers would come in. It was very cool. So customers would normally just like ask about the room. And because I worked for Live Oak, I was able to give a little bit more like personal information about, oh yeah, I'm one of the artists that work there. So the very first project I ever did was like a pair of Les Mis tennis shoes for somebody, for their granddaughter, which was really cool. She just like came in and was looking for an artist, and I was like, and those were early days where I didn't even consider myself one yet. And then from there, it was just like saying yes to projects that I wasn't 100% sure I could execute on, but had confidence knowing that I had full support to be able to try. So I did a lot of my very first really big canvases for clients. I worked with Walker Custom Carpentry, who Paul is actually a customer of Live Oaks, which is how I met him, and he built a lot of my like wood frames and everything for my work. So we here at Live Oak, we're all about community building, and it just has always happened really organically for the art piece of it. I think that it's super connecting. So when a customer comes in and finds a piece of art that they really connect with, because we are such a welcoming space, people aren't afraid to ask about it.
I'm so curious about so many aspects about art here, because each piece just seems to have so much impact on like what kind of atmosphere Live Oak brings or walks in. And yeah, when I saw there's this piece that had like a bunch of colored bottles, but it was so interesting and it just drew my eye. How have you started art then?
Just in general? So I started working in like painting and stuff at a very young age, right? I went to school and was always very interested in art. Did high school, like I was not in any of like the fancy advanced classes, but I did take the like normal base class a couple times because I really enjoyed it. And then when I decided to go to school, I decided to go for graphic design. And then when I moved here and started working at Live Oak, I had a couple like decent size paintings that I was able to share with Daisha, who runs the studio. And then she just offered me a job to do painting classes, which was just an entertainment style painting class, which really built my confidence in teaching the craft, and then also like knowing that I'm good enough to teach other people, so I must be doing something right, you know? Which then it just puts you in good conversation and good company with people that are looking for things around the city and bigger things. So Renee Decro, who owns Live Oak, was a part of the very beginnings of Public Arts Midland. So Public Arts Midland is what puts out all of the public art that you see around town, from the electrical boxes to even working with Art Scene for like the murals that are around town. So Public Arts Midland helped Art Scene put up the very first Fox mural that we did for that festival. So we're all really intertwined into the art scene, because the art scene as in the scene of art here. When we make lattes, I mean, I can go into grave detail about how you steam the milk to be able to create that piece of art. But I think that building community is an art in itself. Connections and the way that we grow our community around us has a lot to do with that. And art is a simple way of connecting people to an idea even within their minds, and then a conversation piece. So like those bottles that you saw, did it have little stick figures on it also? So Carolina Donoso, she's a fantastic artist who creates pieces that really make you think. And she's actually inspired a couple of my own pieces. But that's kind of the point. Art opens your mind to things that maybe you're not even ready to be honest with yourself about, but it like kind of jars you in a way to have to make yourself ask those questions. And at Live Oak, we like to leave space for people to to feel safe to answer those questions for themselves, ask those questions to their friends or their peers, because it's just a safe space to hang out.
Yeah.
So.
I personally find abstract art very interesting.
Okay.
As an individual, and I wonder what type of art you find brings the most creative expression.
As a creator, I do a lot of abstract art. I think that it can say so much with so little. And the experience of creating the abstract work can be very different than the experience of viewing it, which is really interesting, I found. I create pieces that mean, you know, certain things to me, and then hear people talk about it in a complete opposite way than I intended, but it still is a beautiful experience. So I don't know if there's any one piece of art or piece of genre of art that is more impactful. I think that as the creator of the artwork, it does something for us as artists to release those emotions or those, you know, whatever we have going on that we need to put down on canvas or whatever the piece of art, music is. And then for the viewer, it is a completely different experience. I think now that I am in my 30s and I've experienced a little bit of life, I would say that art has really taught me how to let go of my own experience within things. So I create a piece and I can feel all of these emotions, whether they're painful emotions or happy emotions or what have you, after I'm finished with it and I decide to put it up on a wall, it is no longer, like, my experience is not the most important part of it anymore. It is now the viewer's experience with it. So.
Would you say that each piece captures a certain memory or emotion that you had at that point in time when you were creating it?
Oh, for sure. And not everybody's like that. Not all artists are like that. But I've always been pretty emotional. So my artwork is my way of kind of sorting out my own thoughts and emotions. And I've learned over time to not only capture the painful ones. I've learned over time how to capture the beautiful parts of life too, and the like flowing of life. So it's important. It's important.
How would you say you find the balance in between those kinds of emotions? Because for me, whenever I play music, like whenever I play violin, I play a certain way, but then a few hours later, it's kind of different, like sadder maybe or something. So how do you find balance in your art?
Well, my art does really depend on my emotional state and my like doses of depression that I battle through depression a lot of the year. It's something I've dealt with my entire life since I was like 16. And like depression and anxiety and all of these things. So as an adult, when I create, I'm able to at least not focus on it, and which is how I can balance it. So if I have really, so I have a piece, it's like hidden away. I can show it to you later, but, and it's very powerful in the aspect of feeling all of those panicky, like panic attack emotions. And then the next painting I painted was a healing piece for that piece. So I think it's a lot of kind of back and forth, like being able to feel the emotions that you're feeling and then again, let it go. Like, okay, you've worked through them and now it's time to like take a deep breath. I think it's really important to kind of find, your own voice within like the chaos that emotions can be sometimes. But as far as balancing, like only creating dark pieces versus creating light and airy pieces, I think, being okay with creating dark pieces sometimes, you know, your work doesn't all have to be dark and it doesn't all have to be like vibrant and happy, because we're all humans and emotions are complicated. And so is art. Art is very complicated. whether you're creating, I mean, you play the violin, and I think that, first of all, I love the violin. I've loved it my entire life, okay? It is, I watched these two guys play the violin on the side of the street when I was like, I think I was like 6 or 7, and I was just in awe at the, how you can take an instrument that can sound very sad and make it sound so like eye and heart opening all at the same time. But that's what art does. Like it channels so much inside of us that we can't even explain. And to balance it is to accept every single part of it. So.
Wow. So what kind of artist would you say you find the most influence? Like, you know, would you say has the most impact on you?
Oh. I don't think it's any one artist. I think that I am impacted a lot by the people I work with. So, like if I think of famous artists, I don't know. It's nice to hear the history of them. Like, so Jackson Pollock is a pretty well-known abstract artist, and it's really awesome to hear his stories of how he creates his work, and that is very inspiring, but not in the way that makes me want to create. It makes me want to try those things, you know. But if I work with Carolina, who's she's an amazing human, but she's got a great mind, that is what inspires me. Working with Daisha, who's just full of wisdom and always like pauses before saying the most impactful things that I've heard, like that is what inspires me. I've been inspired so much by just the artists that I've met who, like, their eyes light up when they talk about the things that they love. That's what inspires me.
When you say the people around you kind of influence you the most, does collaboration take a part in the kind of art that is done here?
Oh, for sure. 100%. So Live Oak has always been, what is it? There's like a specific thing we used to say was, community over competition. So within community, there's always going to be collaboration on whatever the goal is that we're trying to do, whatever we're trying to create. So even if it's process oriented, like downstairs, if we're trying to find a new process of, where to put the teas in the fridge, like that is a small creative troubleshooting process because, I don't know, maybe the ice, it's like icing over or something like that. But it is a collaborative conversation with the people who use the tea all the time, right? So with customers, what is going to be the most comfort that they can feel in a space? It is a collaborative conversation of knowing that little comfy corners where people feel like they can sneak away and have a very hard conversation or be in the open and do like playwrights downstairs or something like that. Like all of it is collaborative in the sense of we've thought about what the community needs most. In very human experiences.
And as a person who currently is in a culture club at school, I wonder how you encourage like this kind of teamwork aspect together. And because people have their daily schedules, obviously busy with what needs to be done in team aspects. Is that done, like, here?
I think one big thing that Renee has always done for us is reminding us of the vision. So the vision and the manifesto of Live Oak of just bringing the community together and loving people and keeping that at the forefront of our minds. So something as simple as, like, taking the trash out is enough to change someone's experience at Live Oak. Something as simple as like welcoming someone in and having a genuine conversation about their day can make their day go from like kind of a maybe not so good day to a good day because they feel seen. So Renee and Aaron have done a really good job showing us and being very transparent with their expectations of baristas here at Live Oak. But we also all genuinely care as humans. We want to see the good in the world, and we want to remind people of that. And then we also want to be gentle when things are maybe a little rough. So we're here for the entire thing, the entire human experience, wherever you happen to be.
And for a final question.
Okay.
As a leader in your own community, what would you say is the most important thing to remember as an individual?
As an individual.
Right now I'm learning how to, like, truly love every part of myself. And when I was a little bit younger, I thought it was something that I had to do alone, that self-discovery was a solo path because it's self-discovery. And that may be true sometimes, but there is nothing that can change the impact of your community and the people around you, and being open to their views, being open to their experiences and how they can touch your life as much as you are touching theirs.
Conversations are also a huge part in everything that I feel like I do. And so, yeah, that's great advice. Well,
thanks.
Thank you.
Cool.
This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.